This is Jay Sekulow, a U.S. senator to the American people regarding James Comey. I want to inform the public as much as possible, he says, because this doesn't add up, and I smell a rat.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I was able to speak to Senator Lindsey Graham, along with the Republican chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. They were able to get a hold of documents from the FBI that indicate Director Comey started crafting his decision about the Clinton email case 2 months before her interview in 2016.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I want to inform the public as much as possible because this doesn't add up and I smell a rat here.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
They talk about strong language coming from Senator Lindsey Graham. I'm going to play this for everybody again. He wants to bring James Comey back before the Senate Judiciary Committee because, as he said, he smells a rat here. Well, let me tell you what's happened. In an excellent piece by our friend Kim Strassel at the Wall Street Journal, she writes about J. Edgar Hoover's abuse of power and how that resulted in major changes in the FBI. But then she asserts, and I think correctly so, Mr. Comey's actions in the Hillary Clinton email probe are concerning enough that the FBI needs to relook at those changes and update them because of the nature of the problems. Now, we have pointed out consistently on this broadcast and in our legal work that what has happened with the FBI, and we got this prejudgment issue 3 months before James Comey was and his staff were to interview Hillary Rodham Clinton and 16 other witnesses, by the way. He was writing his exoneration declination letter on Hillary Clinton. Now we find out that the FBI was funding, this is what the reports are indicating, the dossier against President Donald Trump. He was then the Republican nominee. And then James Comey, as we know, mentioned the dossier to the president as he was seeking to keep his job. So you don't have to be a investigative genius to figure out what's going on here. But listen, Lindsey Graham seen documentation, remember that, about the whole Hillary Clinton email investigation. Again, listen to what he said.
I want to inform the public as much as possible because this doesn't add up and I smell a rat here.
And this is, again, in light of the information put forward by that was made available to the Senate committee, and they pieced it together and realized, wait, they were coming up with the conclusion before they even did the interviews 3 months before. That would have nothing to do with what Jim Comey testified to under oath of the certainly wrong meeting between Attorney General Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton just a few days before Hillary Clinton was going to be interviewed by the FBI. He said that's why he took that action. That's what Jim Comey said under oath to Congress. And instead, we find out the action was already predetermined way before Loretta Lynch met with Bill Clinton. So that was if his whole protest over that, typical Jim Comey,
fake,
a liar, deserved to be fired. Hope he doesn't get a very good book deal. Hope he has a tough life. And listen, he opened himself to questioning under oath.
Yeah.
Okay? So what happens now? Is he going to say, no, I'm not going to appear? Or is he going to take the fifth because they've got some follow-up questions? I mean, this is a guy who seems so self-righteous, and we haven't gotten into the dossier information.
No, I want to get in, but I do want to get into the dossier information. We're taking your calls, by the way. Your reaction to this. What do you think the next move should be by the Department of Justice as it relates to James Comey? 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. We encourage you to make that call. Fan Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs in our Washington, D.C. office, is on with us as well. Fan, quickly, your reaction to this latest statement from Senator Graham. What are you hearing?
Well, it's huge, especially given that he sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Jay. I want to remind people that that's the committee we turned the evidence over to from our FOIA. Right. And I would just quickly say the common thread between the Hillary Clinton investigation and the dossier issue that you just brought up, in both cases, Jay, it looks like the FBI made a conclusion and then they found the evidence to support that conclusion. That is backwards. It's not how the FBI should work.
All right. We're taking your calls and comments again at 1-800-684-3110. Logan, let everybody know how they can engage.
Yeah, you can find us broadcasting live online, video and audio, facebook.com/JaySekulow, Periscope, and Twitter at JaySekulow. You can also give us a call, like you said, and a bunch of lines just opened up. 1-800-684-3110.
Let me ask you the question, folks. What do you think the next move should be here by Congress and the Department of Justice as it relates to James Comey and the dossier and this whole scandal? 800-684-3110.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation. The rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Seven cases in litigation right now with the FBI, Department of Justice, and State Department. Almost 30 cases in process. And the latest is now this dossier. Jordan, I think what you said during the break, and then Logan, let's take some call. Phone lines are jammed. Comments are pouring in. But I think what you said during the break to our Facebook and Periscope audience is important for our radio audience to hear as well.
Yes. So every one of these actions by Jim Comey on its own is suspicious, but also kind of like, are you serious? I mean, and so whether it's the leaking of his conversations with the president, testifying under oath that it was Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton's meeting that made him make that announcement about dropping the investigation that was so outside the normal practice of the FBI.
Well, then why did he 3 months before he was writing his declaration
letter? And then now
we
find out that that was just that just happened to be there and something he could utilize. You can't look at all of those in a vacuum. You need to look at him as a puzzle. And when you see that puzzle come together, I think that's what Kim Strassel, Wall Street Journal, is finally doing now in regards to what they like to call dossier. I think Than Bennett's right in our chat. A lot of talk about opposition research these days. You realize it's the federal government agreeing to pay for opposition research against an active presidential candidate who duly won the nomination of his party, registered appropriately, was campaigning, there are no violations there. And then the FBI was funding a outside group to investigate him.
Yeah, but here's what Kim wrote. But the FBI had its own part in this dossier, and investigators are finally drilling down into how big a role it played and why. The Bureau, talking about the FBI here, has furiously resisted answering questions and ignored initial requests for documents and has refused to comply with the House committee subpoenas, which were first issued August 24th. Republicans are frustrated enough this week that they sent orders compelling the FBI Director Christopher Wray and Attorney General Sessions to appear before the committee to explain the obstruction. So, Than, I'm going to go to our Director of Government Affairs here. What's going to happen here? This is a big deal. And the ACLJ, like you said, front and center on this. We've been linking all these different pieces.
It's really impossible to overstate the significance of this, Jay. And the House Intelligence Committee has really shifted in this direction away from where they were focused before. And let me just underscore what Jordan said, because it's very important that people understand this. This dossier, Jay, was opposition research. And Jordan and I have both been involved in these opposition research. When this happens, you have a conclusion that you want to reach, and then you hire someone to see if that conclusion is supported. Jay, if the FBI participated in opposition research on a presidential candidate and either hired, participated, or even used that research in its investigation, that is a problem that can almost not be overstated. It's a relief that Director Comey is gone. But, Jay, the reason we're still on this, layers within the FBI need to be gone as well if they were involved.
You talk about the deep state. I mean, this goes very, very deep within the agency. It may have been at the top of the agency as well, for that matter. So, I mean, I think that the nature and scope of what we got here, we're just putting this together. But you look at it, folks, it's taken 7 cases in federal court and 30 open FOIA files to get the answers on this stuff.
Kind of turn things around. At what point do you look at it? I mean, Chris Wray, the FBI director, needs to be questioned about this as well. I mean, he's just getting up to speed, but he's surrounded by these folks too.
Yep.
At what point, kind of like how we talked about with the IRS, is the FBI so untrustworthy and the Department of Justice just not able to do the job because the FBI just says no to everything?
Well,
that you need a real special counsel? I'm not talking about a Bob Mueller type. I'm talking about a full agency review.
Well, I think there needs to be a full agency review right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's at that stage. So
because
said
if they did this.
Yeah, we said with the IRS. Remember we said that the IRS was institutionally incapable of self-correcting? I think this is the same problem.
Yo.
So I was on the television broadcast last week with Ari Fleischer, former Bush press secretary. And he said, listen, it's got a lot of friends of his that are in the FBI and a lot of people he respects and trusts in the FBI, and we do.
That's fine.
And there are great FBI agents. But he said, this is shaking my confidence in the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And I think it's like when we found out about what was going on in the IRS. And now look, the agency is changing at the IRS. That's because we litigated it. And this is the same thing. We are pushing very, very aggressively here. You have to. This is, you've got the FBI potentially paying for dossiers.
Opposition research.
On presidential candidates, and now someone who happens to be the president of the United States.
Paying for it with our taxpayer dollars.
Yes, we're paying for it in actuality. Yeah. I mean, so what are we seeing on Facebook and Periscope, Logan? Then we'll take a call.
Yeah, one guy just asked, or Wendy just asked, so what is happening with all the evidence that they didn't turn over?
Okay, so this is the problem. They did not respond to a request from the Judiciary Committee, and that's what got Lindsey Graham so concerned, fans. So Wendy asks a great question on Facebook, and that is, what's the next move that we're taking there or that the Congress is going to take?
Well, the analogy I would use, I think the right one, is the one Jordan used. This is a puzzle. We have certain pieces of this information from our FOIA that we have provided to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Jay, they have other pieces that we can't get because of their intelligence clearance. So what Lindsey Graham and Chairman Grassley and others are doing are taking both of those pieces, putting them together, and then, frankly, I think they're going to call Director Comey back to testify, and there's not a right answer he can give here. There's some speculation. You'll say, well, I was also drafting a grand jury request. Well, Jay, maybe we should talk to Andy about this. Do you ever draft a grand jury request without reviewing the witnesses, especially the ones you granted immunity to to get their information?
I think that is a really good question. The second half hour of the broadcast, Senior Counsel Andy O'Connell, former U.S. Attorney, will be joining us. We can give you the analysis on that. It's interesting the way that Wall Street Journal has phrased what Kim Strassel wrote. Comey's secret power. Here's a question she poses. What if the FBI had a lot to do with the fake Trump dossier? I think this is...
What if the FBI coordinated the meeting on the tarmac so Jim Comey would have a reason why to come forward and announce the closure
of... Say that again?
Well, we got all those documents. They're mostly redacted talking points. Now, some of the staff seem concerned, but they wouldn't all be in the know.
Yes,
you need
right.
some staff to act normal.
You're talking about this is the tarmac meeting.
So when Loretta Lynch met with Jim Comey. With Bill Clinton.
Right, and then that kind of gave Comey this.
It's what Comey testified to.
Yeah,
Comey said
had to
it
do
was
it now.
The reason why he publicly closed the Clinton investigation.
I'm going to actually play that soundbite and then finish your thought. Here we go.
Was your decision influenced by the Attorney General's tarmac meeting with the former President Bill Clinton?
Yes, in a ultimately conclusive way. That was the thing that capped it for me, that I had to do something separately to protect the credibility of the investigation, which meant both the FBI and the Justice Department.
It's a puzzle, folks, when you're dealing with someone like Jim Comey, who is really, he's all about himself, but so he'll use anybody in any moment. But there he testified under oath that the reason why he went on all of our television screens, I remember the day we were in our old studio playing golf. I think I came back, went back into the studio, went live again. It was one of the biggest lives we've ever had when he closed. Then he did it again when he reopened the investigation, again, all for Jim Comey's sake, then closed it again. But he said the reason why he took action, which is against the Department of Justice and FBI manuals when it comes to investigations, to publicly not only say that the investigation had been completed and turned over to the Department of Justice. That would be normal. Instead, he said that the investigation had been completed and there would be no prosecutions. He never gave DOJ a chance. And he said that was because of Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton's meeting. But what if that meeting was just the reason why he could get to that conclusion and take the step, leaving Loretta Lynch's Department of Justice out of this, because ultimately I mean, when you really look at all these different pieces moving, all the different yep. moving pieces, when you see his actions, if they were paying for the opposition research, if he had already come to the conclusion, Loretta Lynch says, great, you've already come to the conclusion that you're not going to...
which is what she wanted, of
and
course.
And you're going to wreck it. So I'm going to tell you, everybody, that whatever you say goes.
Right, because I already know
that?
What it's going to be.
Remember that?
Yep.
She said, you know, maybe the meeting wasn't appropriate, but whatever Director Comey suggests, that's fine by me.
Because she already knew what that was going to be.
Only time she could have done that is if she had a meeting like that. I mean, these people are that sick in the swamp. You should call it a swamp and because it's infested with swamp creatures. And swamp creatures are survivalist. They know how to live in that. So it takes the powers of us and the federal government, the Congress, to even start eking out the truth. But you've got to assume the worst with them.
So, you know, Will brings up, our producer brings up a good point. He calls it just political theater and all staged by the FBI director. You wonder if this whole thing was a sham. I think the whole thing from the dossier to the meeting.
To the predetermined
thing, to that fake statement he gave, closing it. I mean, this whole thing was a staged event. And the fraud was pulled on the American people. I don't think we have time. Can we do a quick call?
You can try.
All right, let's do it.
All right, let's go to Steve, who's calling in North Carolina on line 6.
Hey, Steve, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, man. Listen, I appreciate what y'all do. I'm going to say this real quick because I know you don't have a lot of time, but I'm looking for a straight answer, so please don't cut me off. If in the situation that we're in today, Comey and Clinton has already admitted that they've committed crimes. If I did this, Hannity talks about this all the time. If I did this, I would be arrested. Then the evidence would be put together. Then I would be prosecuted. These people get to walk and get to prove themselves innocent before they're ever destroyed by prosecution or by arrest.
Well, look, here's what you're saying. The fix was in before this started. So they haven't admitted that they committed crimes. I mean, they haven't said, yes, no, we're guilty.
They're in the process of being caught.
Yeah, we are just catching them. So this is an ongoing process of catching them. Now, should the FBI have been doing this before? The answer to that is, of course. Is it ridiculous that it takes litigation on our group at the ACLJ and Congress doing what they're doing? Well, that's the way the system's set up, so that's what you do. But, yes, if this was anybody else, would they be getting away with it? No, and I'm hopeful that James Comey's not, because he sure should not be. And now the pressure's coming on, and we're now seeing it talked about in the Wall Street Journal. We're seeing it talked about on air. I don't know if the other networks are covered. I'm sure they won't, because it doesn't go for their narrative. But the American people, I believe you all have had enough. And we're going to take more of your calls and comments, Logan, when we get back from the break.
That's right. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110, or find us broadcasting live. We don't even go on break. We do this thing whole show.
We do.
During the breaks, online, facebook.com/jsekulo, aclj.org, Periscope, and Twitter @jsekulo. Be right back.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, The ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Hey, on a side note, and I know we're on six stations, of course, great stations in the Chicagoland area, and I lived in Chicago growing up for a couple of years. We are going to be, the Jay Sekulow Band is performing on Constitution Day. How about that? And at Judson University on the 20th of September, we start, the concert starts at 7 o'clock at night,
yep.
And it's open to the public.
Yeah, you can find that on Judson's website.
Yeah, so.
Judson.edu, I assume?
Yep, Judson.edu, and I look forward to seeing you there. So if you're in the Chicagoland area, come on out. We're going to have a great time. The whole band's coming.
Whole band. All 25.
All 25 members. No, all 8 members.
All 8 members.
Including the John Schlitt, John Elefante, Mark Townsend. It's going to be great. We're going to have just a lot of fun. All right, we've got a lot of calls coming in, 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. And again, we're talking about, Kim Strassel just wrote a great piece in the Wall Street Journal about Comey's secret power. She asked the question, what if the FBI had a lot to do with the fake Trump dossier? What if they were paying for it? Which is one of the allegations here. And again, I think we should play that statement from Senator Graham again, because look, Senator Graham was, I think, was right on this. Listen to what he said.
I want to inform the public as much as possible because this doesn't add up, and I smell a rat here.
And that's, she's talking about getting James Comey back in to testify. I think, well, look, we have uncovered a hornet's nest.
Yeah.
I mean, to say the least.
Jim Comey thought, okay, I got fired. I'll sign my book deal. I'll give some speeches. Maybe people stop paying attention to me, and they'll focus on Donald Trump. And the truth is, you can't get away from Jim Comey because he tied himself so directly to the presidential campaign. And
which is unprecedented in U.S. history, by the way.
If it comes to light that the FBI was even in conversations with Fusion GPS on paying for opposition research on this dossier, which is to attack Donald Trump, and then to release it out there, which it was, to the media. Remember, BuzzFeed ultimately released it. The salaciousness of it. If our FBI was involved in that, then there are many FBI agents who have broken serious laws. And
they've broken the trust of the American people.
Electoral integrity. We keep talking about Russians. Our own FBI was putting out oppo research against one party's candidate while protecting the other party's candidate. Then our FBI is worse than anything the Kremlin's ever done in our election processes.
Well, here's what James Comey said in his hearing about this whole impact of the election and how he felt about it.
Look, this was terrible. It makes me mildly nauseous to think that we might have had some impact on the election. But honestly, it wouldn't change the decision. Everybody who disagrees with me has to come back to October 28th with me and stare at this and tell me what you would do. Would you speak or would you conceal?
I would have investigated. I would have had a grand jury. I would have taken witness testimony before I wrote my declination letter. He sounds, you know, that self-righteous indignation that he puts out there. What a scam on the American people.
He's a liar.
I mean, yeah. So, I mean, James Comey, leaker in chief. All right, let's take a call.
All right, continuing.
There's so much with him. It's like people forget that. The leaking.
Can't even get a call.
I mean, it's a lot of puzzle pieces.
Yep.
We're trying to help put together for you. We're just
But it is complicated.
You know, it's not complicated, though. If the FBI was putting out oppo research and paying for it with taxpayer dollars on one party candidate and concealing wrongdoing by another party's candidate, then the entire FBI should be disbanded. A new agency should be formed because we need a Bureau of Investigation to protect us domestically from threats. But it shouldn't be under the name FBI anymore. It's just too much. It's too sullied, just like what we talk about with the IRS.
Yep. All right, let's go ahead.
Yeah, it's scary.
Right. Let's do it. Let's go to Carla in Colorado on line 3.
Hi, Carla. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, hello, and God bless.
Thanks.
I think James Comey should be put under oath again. And the question I would like to have asked of him is, if you are such a note taker, why, when you interviewed Hillary Clinton for all those hours, did you not take any notes?
Well, he wasn't there for the interview. It was the investigator who, by the way, was the chief investigator on the Mueller team, the special counsel team. He no longer is the chief. He's no longer on that team.
Right.
But it was that guy. And again, they didn't put her under oath. They didn't really take notes. There was no affidavits, nothing. But then, so walk through the process now, what Lindsey Graham's talking about when he says bringing James Comey back before the committee.
Well, first of all, I think maybe Carla should be on our FOIA team, because as it relates to the tarmac meeting, the memo that James Comey would have written if he was concerned about it, that is one of the things that we've asked about in our seven questions in the FOIA. But as it relates to the Judiciary Committee, Jay, they want to call him back, put him under oath again, and ask him to testify. And I would just tell you, the questions that they would ask, they would draft them based on the evidence that we have turned over, showing his former statements to now be inaccurate. And just to piggyback on the dossier question, Jay, if they were even using information that was derived from opposition research for their investigations, even if they weren't paying for it, I mean, if they were paying for it, it's unbelievably serious. But if they were just using it, Jay,
unreal,
then there are layers and layers within the FBI that need to go.
No, this is as deep as the IRS problem. I mean, we beat the IRS by going to court, and it took us 3 years to beat them and turn, they're still in the process of turning that agency around. But I will tell you something, this one goes to a whole new level. It does.
Yes, it does. I mean, this makes what we've previously discussed when it comes to the deep state, the leaking that's plagued previously this administration from our security, whether it's Jim Comey himself leaking, NSA, you know, FBI, CIA, all these top-level leaks, people on the Security Council who were holdovers from President Obama's team. This would go to a level unlike what we've been talking about. Anybody that wants to mock the idea of this deep state or shadow government, just understand here, the FBI has already admitted that they were in the process of going to pay for this dossier. Then they said they ended up not paying for it. But what does that mean exactly? Was the dossier, did they not need to pay for it? How did they utilize it? Why were they even considering working with these shady Fusion GPS guys?
I mean, what was the point of that? You're the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Why couldn't you do your work if it was so important?
Because the information contained in was salacious, but nothing that would stop you from becoming president of the United States. Nothing disqualifying. What? The FBI was going to start leaking out disqualifying information about a major party's candidate who had already won the nomination through the normal legal process?
Makes you more than mildly nauseous. All right, Logan.
And how does this tie into Russia? You have to wonder. Was Russia the way they're covering their own backsides? Because,
by making up the
because
Russia
they stuff. Are the Russians, really. They are the ones meddling in the election. They're the meddlers, and
right.
It's our own government. It's the deep state that we've been talking about. And listen, we wouldn't have made that claim a month ago because we didn't have all these pieces. But it's like week after week, we get another couple pieces here, another couple pieces there, and suddenly we're pretty close, I think, to putting together a puzzle that's going to be really scary to the American people.
But to do that, here's what we've done. We have authorized our litigation team, or our FOIA team, to start the process now of another FOIA going out specifically on this latest information, including the dossier. So we've got that going. I expect we'll get a lot of pushback from the FBI in this, but we'll go to court as we did with the IRS, as we did against the Department of Justice, and we'll win, and we'll get the documents, and we'll be able to put this together. But as Jordan said, it's putting a puzzle together, and it's very important that we do it. We've got a lot more ahead. We got a couple phone lines open for you at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. So we encourage you to call on that. Logan is going to let you know we're here for another 30 minutes. A lot of stations are carrying the full hour of the broadcast now. But if you're not, there's a lot of ways you can still get us.
Yeah, or you can switch it up. Find us broadcasting online. You get to look at us. Very nice to look at us. You can see us. Talk to us. Facebook.com/JaySekulow. There you can watch us and get your comments in on Twitter and Periscope at JaySekulow. You can watch us as well and get comments in. And you can find us just broadcasting at ACLJ.org. You can find us archived later on the ACLJ app. I think you can get it live there as well, too. That's available in the App Store for iPhone, iPad, Apple TV. And also you can find an ACLJ channel in the Roku channel marketplace. So search for ACLJ. Subscribe to the Jay Sekulow Live podcast, available in iTunes. And again, we got a second half hour coming up. And if you don't carry it on your local station, find us in all of those outlets or go to ACLJ.org.
And let me encourage you to support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice as we go to court, as we get these FOIA requests out, as we litigate. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Back with your calls and comments. Just a moment.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Like just letting it play. This is James Comey's theme song. It's Liar by Three Dog Night. I don't know what he was up to, but as Lindsey Graham said, it wasn't good. And it's making a lot of people more than mildly nauseous. So Kim Strassel wrote a great piece called Comey's Secret Power. Here's a question she asked. What if the FBI had a lot to do with the fake Trump dossier? Well, if this proves to be the case, that they were doing opposition research, as Stan Bennett and Jordan have been talking about very clearly, this is really, this echoes and shadows, and much worse, actually, J. Edgar Hoover. And again, we had to kind of work to dismantle the Internal Revenue Service, but then this, in a real sense, takes this to a whole nother level.
Well, it really does, Jay, because many of the people involved in this are still running the FBI. I mean, that's just putting it very clearly. Chris Wray might be the director. We don't know if he's involved or not. But it's on him to order this top-down review because people involved in this are still running the FBI. And I just say this, too. He wants to say he was mildly nauseous, that he might have had an impact on the election. Jay, if he made that statement while knowing full well that his FBI had any role at all in this dossier slash opposition research, well, then he needs to come back before the committee. He needs to testify. And quite frankly, down the road, he might need to be prosecuted.
My view is that he needs to hire a lawyer. And that I don't think you need a special counsel for this. I think the Department of Justice needs to be investigating him. And I don't want anyone ever to forget that James Comey sat down with the President of the United States and then leaked information about his conversation to a friend of his so that it could be leaked to the press. You know, this is a guy that did his memos. Government property, in my view, too, by the way. Then I think that's the commission of a crime. And, you know, some may be listening saying, you know, some media may be listening saying Jake Sekulow is accusing James Comey of a crime. The answer is yes, I am. Oh, the president's lawyer is accusing him of a crime. Well, he's lied to Congress. I mean, how many times has he had to correct himself?
That's perjury.
I never knew why Jeff Sessions was recusing himself. Really? There was a memo sent to you. I really didn't know what was going on with the Clinton tarmac meeting, and when I found out, I was just horrified. Really? The moment it was made public, your chief of staff knew about it, and we've got the documents. How many times has this guy had to go back in and correct his testimony before the House and Senate? So don't, you know, enough of this. And now, if the FBI was in, forget just the funding, was involved with the creation of this fake dossier, I mean, this is not something you explain away, okay? That's how serious I believe this matter is. All right, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Go ahead, Jordan.
To add a little humor, you know, the book that Jim Comey is supposed to be writing is on leadership. Who would want to read a book based off this guy's leadership instruction? I mean, like, he does everything.
He's like the textbook of how not to lead.
Yeah, because here's how to lead. Because this is ultimately, you'll have a career-ending move, and no one will really take you seriously again or trust you. I mean, that's not a good way to lead. And so, but yet, this is his mindset. He is not about Republican or Democrat. That's fine as FBI. But he's not about FBI either or law. He's about Comey. And that is the worst of the worst of the federal bureaucracy.
I mean, you got Lindsey Graham on the Judiciary Committee who's saying basically, look, it's becoming very clear that he had decided to, that Comey had decided to clear Hillary Clinton before the investigation was even going anywhere. All right, Logan, we're going to come back from the break. We'll take more calls. I don't think we have time for one.
Probably not. We also have exclusive video coming out of the break. Well, someone asked, John Carter actually said, John Carter of Mars, said, we the people want to see action.
Of Mars?
Well, it's a comic book. It's a movie. want to see action taken against Comey, Lynch, et cetera, but will there ever be accountability?
Okay, so the answer is yes. Look, we got accountability out of the IRS. Will there be accountability here? It's going to take us and the House and Senate doing their jobs, us doing our job, getting the information, and then holding them accountable. And that, look, who do they work for? The American people. Don't ever forget that for a moment. So part of this is not who goes to jail and who doesn't, although I think there's criminality here. It's changing these agencies. And I think when I said the IRS was institutionally incapable of self-correcting, they were. And it's taken pressure from groups like ours to come in and fight them back. And now I hate to say it with the FBI, but I think it's the same thing. My trust and faith in the FBI. It's not the individual agents. It's the leadership of what's happening. Now, Chris Wray's got a big job ahead, the new FBI director. But he's got to be given a chance. He's only been there for a couple of weeks. But they've got to make some big changes. And this nonsense has to be uncovered, and it's got to stop. All right, we'll take your calls at 800-684-3110, joined by Professor Harry Hutchinson and attorney Andrew Economo. Coming back from the break.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take a phone call, and then we've got a question that we're going to ask our experts. Andy Economo is here, our senior counsel, and also former U.S. attorney and Professor Harry Hutchins. But let's go ahead and take a call first.
Let's go to Laura in Louisville, Kentucky. You're on the air on line four.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay, just a question from just a common taxpayer.
Yeah.
How come it's taken so long to get somebody to do something with this Comey guy? I don't understand that part.
Well, look, I mean, here's what happened. He got fired. So the president took action.
He didn't take long.
Yeah, that did not take long. He was in office. The president was in office for about 4.5 months. He fired the guy. The guy should have been fired. Should have been probably fired in January. But the president fired him in May. And, you know, the president, he works at the pleasure of the president. The president fired him, and now look what we have found out. So all this does, in my view, is give more evidence as to the incompetent leadership and the lack of trust and really accountability that was just absent in the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And when the Deputy Attorney General and Jeff Sessions recommended James Comey's removal, you see what they were dealing with. And now look what we're dealing with as the American people here. And so I think the president acted not only appropriately, but it was the best interest of the United States of America. Look, he recognized when he fired James Comey that the whole Russia probe was going to get extended. He had no question about that because you got a new team coming in and all that. But it was what was best for the American people here. And James Comey, and by the way, those on the left that are now singing James Comey's praises, read Hillary Clinton's book in a week and see what you think about that. But Andy, I do want, Than brought up a question in the last segment during a break. in the last segment. And I want him to ask you this because this, you touched on it briefly during our break. But go ahead, Than, and bring that question. It's a question I think a lot of people have.
Well, look, the evidence has come to light that James Comey was drafting this declination letter, deciding not to prosecute Hillary Clinton in advance of interviewing the witnesses, and that's why the Senate Judiciary Committee wants to bring him back. They want to ask him that question, and there's some speculation that his excuse will be, look, I was just preparing for all eventual outcomes. I was also drafting a request for the grand jury to take a look at this. And my question for Andy is, would someone in that position ever start drafting a request for a grand jury before reviewing witnesses, and especially witnesses who he's granted immunity to in order to get that information? Don't you have to have that information?
You sure wouldn't be starting your declination letter, I could tell you that, before you interview
right.
witnesses you gave immunity to, but go ahead, Andy.
The answer to your question, Than, is no. You would not be drafting declination letters and circulating them around if you had not first interviewed all the witnesses. For example, if I immunized a witness, I would certainly want to interview that witness and get the testimony of that witness solid before the grand jury, before I made a decision whether or not to prosecute somebody or ask for a grand jury to return an indictment. And Comey did it just backwards.
Yeah.
That's the excuse that Director Comey uses, that he was doing this to prepare for all eventual outcomes. Then I would ask Andy, isn't it just another piece of evidence that he had his conclusion in mind before he did his work? It's
nail in his coffin. I mean, I'll let Andy respond, but the answer is, of course, the Senate Judiciary Committee has the document. So they have it. I mean, they have the declination letter.
Look, it's pretty clear here that Comey made his decision not to prosecute before he made any effort to interview 17 witnesses, including the subject or the target of the investigation. That is not done. That is improper. That is wrong. But this is another indication of the sanctimonious St. James Comey the Pious, who is going to now set himself up as the arbiter of what is right and what is wrong in the justice system. That is awful.
I want St. James the Pious?
St. James Sanctimonious the Pious.
Yeah. That's okay. This is from Hillary Clinton's book. So those on the left that are saying, oh, James Comey, what a paragon of virtue he is. Now, this is what Hillary Clinton had to say about that. My first instinct was that my campaign should hit back hard and explain to the public that Comey had badly overstepped his bounds. The same argument Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein would make months after the election. Clinton writes in her forthcoming book, What Happened, a copy of which was obtained and read by the Daily Beast. Jordan?
Okay, so what is Hillary Clinton saying right there? I know it's a lot of Democrats, they say, oh, Hillary Clinton, stop talking. You know why? She is actually giving forward the reasons why she probably would have done the same thing Donald Trump did, fire Jim Comey.
Yep.
Because ultimately here,
she says Rod Rosenstein did the same
Russia
said the
would
same
not
thing.
Have been an issue if Hillary Clinton became, we wouldn't ever have talked about that. But I really truly believe this is, I know I'm in a different position than you are, Dad. So any reporters listening, this is Jordan Seculo talking right now. I do not represent the President of the United States. I believe that the FBI was behind all of this. I think that's the final puzzle. So if you take the dossier, which led to the beginning of a Russia investigation,
right?
No Russia investigation without dossier. Dossier paid for by FBI, used by FBI with taxpayer dollars. Then Russia investigation. Then closing investigation before writing the closing of the investigation by the wrong person.
Right.
Should have been DOJ prosecutors, not FBI director.
Right.
Reopening again and then closing it back again to look like they really looked hard. And then trying to blame it after it totally backfired on the deep state because they used Russia, but no one really cared
right.
what they were saying because no one trusted them. That even Hillary Clinton is now writing that these people misused their authority, abused their authority. You would have no Russia authority, Russia investigation without the dossier. Would you have the dossier without the FBI is the question that Lindsey Graham wants to get to. He smells a rat. When he uses that word, he is talking about an individual he used to have a lot of respect for.
Yep.
As he says, Lindsey Graham said, he used to respect Jim Comey a lot. He's now gone to the point of calling him a rat.
Yeah.
That is a big change when... And it's because they're all getting the pieces of the puzzle.
Well, let me say something here, as the president's lawyer, and that is this whole James Comey matter is, I think this has been a fraud pulled on the American people. James Comey did a setup. This was political, as Will said, this was political theater. And the American people had a fraud pulled on them. And this whole investigation was fraud. This whole dossier situation looks like it's nothing but fraud. And if we find out that the FBI was behind the dossier, which included the allegations on Russia, who's accountable for that? And I'm saying this, I'll say this as the president's lawyer. In my view, James Comey. That's who. And if there's investigations going on, there needs to be an investigation by the FBI and the Department of Justice on James Comey. That's my view. And I'll tell you something else on that. Let me go one step further. James Comey should be put before the committee under oath and asked to explain this. Because now James, as Lindsey Graham has said, he smells a rat. What is that rat? James Comey setting this whole thing up. Political theater, a fraud on the American people. We'll take calls, but I want to ask Harry this. There's a policy issue here that's deeper, though. And that is you've got an agency that is very important. Jordan said this. It's very important for the United States, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. What do you do?
Well, I think we probably should follow Jordan's lead and possibly create a new agency. I think the essential problem here is that James Comey is like a creature from the deep lagoon. He gets taller and uglier as he casts a giant and unwelcome shadow over the 2016 election. From his faux investigation of Hillary Clinton to his participation in the Christopher Steele dossier to his decision to leak documents to a friend in order to trigger the appointment of a special prosecutor, James Comey has become like an unwelcome guest in your house who will never leave. And I think it's time to subject Comey to perhaps, let's call this figuratively, enhanced interrogation.
Figuratively.
Figuratively, of course.
Okay. So Hillary Clinton, again, I want to read this from her book. My first instinct was that my campaign should hit back hard and explain to the public that Comey had badly overstepped his bound. The same argument Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein would make months after the election, which is upon which, of course, that Rod Rosenstein memorandum, which said that James Comey overstepped his bounds. So there you have it. So those of you that are left of center and are saying something about, I can't, you know, this is just, you know, the conservative lawyers, the president's lawyers saying this. Hillary Rodham Clinton. Listen, you remember what I said when he came out first and said he was investigating, opening, closing, then jump back in? I said what he did to Hillary Clinton on that was wrong. I was very clear on that. Yes. I said that was absolutely wrong. FBI does not do that. But James Comey did. And now it's coming back. All right, let's go ahead and grab a call here quickly here before the break.
Quick. Okay, let's go to Transview's fast call, question. Isaiah in Vegas, line 5.
Hi, Isaiah.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for all the work you've done on this. My question is, if so much of the Hillary Clinton investigation has been proven to be false, is there a possibility that a genuine investigation may open up?
I think I'm going to go to Than quickly on this, our government affairs director. So, look, I think Lindsey Graham has made it clear he's not taking their answers as their answers are not the end of the story.
It's not the end of the story. And Jay, that might be possible down the line, but I really want to stress this. That might be appropriate, but you know what's more important? More important is restoring an apolitical FBI. And I am not convinced in the least that we have that right now. That has got to be step one. We've got to have an apolitical FBI.
Yeah.
And then maybe prosecutions of others involved are appropriate.
Which means that's real work that has to be done here. I mean, this is I think this is really serious.
It's the most serious because, as I believe,
the FBI does an important
task. The only reason there's a Russian investigation is because of the dossier. And the FBI say, well, we didn't end up paying for it. Well, the FBI has other ways to pay for things. You know, they don't always just write checks from Federal Bureau of Investigation. There's dark money accounts that are there for good reasons, but can be abused. You know, we know intelligence communities can be there for good reasons and have accounts that are hard to trace for good reason. But that can be abused by bad people. Jim Comey, bad person. Take our word for it. Take Hillary Clinton's word for it. Take President Trump. Take Rod Rosenstein. They
Lindsey
all
Graham.
Came to this. And Lindsey Graham called him a rat. He deserved to be fired and whatever else happens.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow Secolo reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're going to grab as many calls as we can, 800-684-3110. I have a question I want to ask Harry Hutchison, and that is, where do we just start here? I mean, in light of all this, I mean, we got a lot of information. We're going to get more. We got a team on it right now. Where do you start here?
Well, first, I would start with a demand that Jeff Sessions and the FBI director, the current FBI director, testify before Congress, that the subordinate bureaucrats in the FBI testify before Congress. And we need to drill down and find out the answer to this question. Why has the FBI thus far strongly resisted answering questions from both the House and the Senate? There are subpoenas out there. Lindsey Graham wants Comey to come back in.
Yep.
But there are also individuals within the FBI that were aware of what Comey was doing.
Absolutely.
And they were aware of the faux investigation from the start.
No.
Beyond that, I think we need to reorganize the FBI and clean out the individuals who are committed to deep state misconduct.
But it's an important, I mean, Jordan said this too, this is an important agency for the American people, so it's got to be run right.
Yeah, I mean, this is supposed to protect us when, you know, if terrorists get within our borders. You know, it's the CIA outside the borders. Once they're here, that's the FBI's job. Violent organized crime, gangs, we're talking at the most serious level, past local law enforcement level. That's where their focus should be, not on picking. If this is even true, what I'm saying, I mean, you think about it, this is a movie. They should not be involved in picking who our next president is. If they are, then we are in a very dangerous spot in America, just as dangerous as many countries that we look down on around the world. I'll put it that way. And we're living in kind of this, I think that Donald Trump, what happened there with the president is that he so overperformed politically with all of their efforts, they couldn't do anything about it.
No,
and so because of that, we didn't see the full scope of their powers were somewhat limited.
Yep. All right, Logan, let's go to, Tom's been holding a long time.
Tom, line six. Okay, Tom, you're on the air, Maryland.
All right, hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, Tom, go ahead.
One thing, you're talking about this investigation, and I'm sitting back and I listen to it every day, and listen to what you see on the news, and you wonder if anything's going on. You know what's really going on? They're investigating people who have just visited Russia or taught in Russia that have been here all their lives. My son called me last night, 1 o'clock Colorado time, whatever. His fiance, they went over and taught in Russia for 2 years.
Yep.
She's being investigated for the probe, for the Russian Russian probe.
Like, well, look, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, that kind of stuff would be absurd if that's happening. But what I want to address is this. There needs to be investigations, all right? It starts right, and you don't have to go much for, you don't have to go to Colorado. Start it right there in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Then that's my view. Start it right there in Washington, as Lindsey Graham's saying, because, you know, he said he smells a rat. You could smell it right down here in our media center, too. from Washington.
Well, you started in Washington because they have a right to all of the information, classified or unclassified. But, Jay, the only way that that investigation is going to go anywhere is if it's coupled with what we're uncovering under FOIA. Because if you look, every step along the way, it's only as they're caught, they're forced to come forward and give Congress the relative information. So it's got to be hand in glove, us on the outside, Congress on the inside.
All right, let's grab another call.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to Denise on line one.
Hi, Denise.
You're on the air.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Love the show.
Thanks.
Since 9/11, the FBI's abuse of power has been very well documented. And now with these revelations of Comey's deeds, it is apparent that we are not a nation of laws.
Right.
That we were told we've been.
You're
that
right.
We tell people we are. We are really, I hate to say this, but we have become no different.
Well, let me. I want to play. You know, you said something about we haven't become a. You know, we're losing our idea of a nation of law. I want to play this. I'm going to get people. I'm going to get Andy and Harry to comment. But let me play number 18. This is James Comey testifying before the United States Senate.
So I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel.
Now, do I need to add much to that? Because let me start breaking that sentence down. I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. The memo of a conversation that James Comey had with the President of the United States. And he wants to share that with a reporter. He didn't want to do it himself for a variety of reasons.
Harder to write the book.
Yeah, right. Harder to write the book. Or how about this? Maybe he'll just get his friend in legal trouble, not himself. And I did this thinking it might prompt the appointment of a special counsel. I don't really have to add anything to that. Think about what he said and what he did. And now what we're finding out. And there is no justification, Andy, for what James Comey's done here to the American people and to the American system of justice and, frankly, to the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
I mean, the idea that he takes a memo that he drafted of his
And this
meeting,
is a guy, also, let me just add one other thing. He's big on memos, right? He starts writing his memos of declination of prosecution 3 months before he interviews 16 witnesses, including the target.
Yeah,
go ahead.
He's a big writer of memoranda. That's obvious. And they're all to protect himself and and his power base. But, I mean, the idea that you meet with the President of the United States, you write a memo and you leak it to some law professors with the intention that it goes, and I think this was to the New York Times, correct? Or to some newspaper, that he can ultimately get what he wants. So he finagled the system. I disagree with Lindsey Graham. I do not smell a rat. I smell a skunk.
Okay. The differential, we're going into the animal kingdom here.
2 minutes left in the show.
Do you want to grab a call or you want
to? Let's just try to get through some calls,
you
I guess.
The Russians are just laughing.
Okay, or not.
This is what you think like. Think at it. These other countries got to be like laughing. We got people investigating ourselves, but we're not investigating the outside influence. We're not investigating the inside influence, I mean, that we have, which is not so uncommon in our history. People in law enforcement intelligence getting too much power over time because of. We were responding to 9/11, things like that, acts of terrorism. They got too much power, and they start abusing it.
Let's go to Andy on line four to kind of wrap us up. I'm sorry to the other callers. We didn't get to you today.
Andy, hey, Andy, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thank you for fighting. My question is, for years now, even before Trump, we've heard rumors and everything about all of this for years.
Well, now we're seeing evidence of it. So it's not rumor. It's real evidence. And what the Congress is trying to do and what we are doing, whether it's in court or through FOIA requests, is to get to the bottom of this. Because at the end of the day, Harry, it's the documents that will speak volumes.
Absolutely. And so, Jay, we need answers to a number of questions. If we go back to the Hillary Clinton investigation, we first had exoneration and investigation second. Before 17 witnesses were interviewed. So we need to know why the FBI agreed to destroy evidence on behalf of Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson. Why did the FBI and DOJ grant immunity? Why didn't the DOJ use
the lawyer
grand
and the
jury
witness?
To compel testimony?
No,
and who appointed Comey? Judge, jury, and lead faux investigator.
He did it himself. We're going to stay on this, and we'll be obviously talking about it next week. But we do want to bring up the situation with the hurricane. And Jordan lived in that area. So did Andy. Yeah. But Jordan, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I moved up from Miami. If you watch the broadcast, you used to see me in the box, and they were in the studio. We were in Miami. Our daughter, our first child, was born in Miami. So our prayers go out to so many folks we know there. But all I wanted to say to everybody in Hurricane Irma's path, and there's plenty of people, do and follow the instructions of your local and state government. And I mean, I know people are heeding that warning. Yes, there will be traffic. Yes, it is a pain to do so, but you have got to take this very seriously. We can still hope and pray that something miraculous happens with this hurricane, but let's be smart and prepare for the worst. And this looks like one that could be very close to the worst. So please, we'll be praying for you, but do the right thing. Be smart. Do what's right. Follow the lead of your governments.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online.